합심해야 뭐 합심해야 Yes, I am going to talk more or my message is based on reconciliation for restoration or reconciliation and restoration. And in actual fact, I may explain about the reconciliation, which is part of means a bit of thinking. You are going to be reconciliated from which issues that is a part each of us to meditate upon.
Thank you very much. And actually, the other one is restoration. You are going to be restored from where and why is for you to think about, because they are already, those already in your mind, they have won that battle. So we have to think more on this as we go on. I may refer you to study that to the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, which says, But you, O Daniel, shut up the ones and seal the book to the end time. Minister from above and before, and knowledge shall be increased. This is talking about the end time. Actually, if it is sealed, we need in this end time the message to unseal it. And this is where we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verses 7. Actually, we can get that one now from that book and see what it tells us. Revelation chapter 10, verses 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh cherub, whenever he is about to trump, was even ended the misery of Elohim, as he has proclaimed to his servants, the prophets. So, it is to this end that the message that was sealed has to be unsealed, for the wise to see, for the eyes to see, for the ears to hear. And now, I'm happy that I am in here now, having this been revealed to me through the teachings that we had all the way through. See, sometimes that we are going to mention. Now, when we go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 says, Indeed, having preordained for this very purpose before the foundation of the world, but it is filled in the last time because of you. This has been preordained for the purpose of understanding, seeing and hearing for us now in this end time. So, in the book of Isaiah, he says he is going to declare this to us as we follow up. So this is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 9. Isaiah 42, verses 9. it is now, and as we need now, behold, the former things have come to pass, and I declare new things before they happen. I cause you to hear. As a senior elder declared some other time, this was 2019, that actually we are living in a time that we might get a severe catastrophe. The COVID came after. So it was declared. So there are some other things to be declared in this every time for us also to see. Isaiah says so, but I go again as I go fast. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and I declare new things before they happen. I cause you to understand. So this is something you're going to understand and meditate upon it. Because also Yahshua said in Matthew 24, verse 14, as you go slowly, Matthew chapter 24, verses 14, says, now in that one, Matthew 24, verses 14, and this good news of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. So there is something to be declared to all the nations, and the end now comes. No doubt, yes, was said so. But if I may put the same book, verses 24, where precautions has to be done a little bit, I made it first. But verse 24, for false messiahs and false prophets will arise up, and they will give great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen. In that any time, when the message is going on, and we have to be finding out there, there will rise these false prophets and these messiahs now, as we are also witnessing to do to today. But before we go to that one, then Isaiah predicted and saying to us, something gonna be looked out and be followed, and this is where we are now. In the book of Isaiah 42, no, the book of Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5. Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5. Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5. It is says now. Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5. Says now. The voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make straight in the desert the highway for our Elohim. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the low shall be a level place, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. So we are seeing that one glory of Yahweh as we are in now, because it is a matter of revealing what was given unto us to understand in the end days. Glory of Yahweh revealed by the one who is crying in the wilderness, where we are now. So we have to trace it now from the book of Luke chapter 3 verse 3 to 6. The book of Luke chapter 3 3 to 6 we can see. And he came into the region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it has been written in the scroll of the ones of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make his path straight. All the forests will be filled, and all the mountains and the heights will be leveled, and the rough will become smooth, and the difficult land a plain. and the offering shall see the salvation of Yahweh, because this is something that is going in the wilderness where we are now, because it was mentioned by the apostle John. For us to understand when that time comes. Now, John was not alone. If we go to the book of Galatians, we can see one of the apostles, one more, who was with John, giving the same testimony. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Galatians 1, chapter 15 to 18. Yes, so we can read there now and see and hear as well. Galatians 1, verses 15 to 18. So chapter 15 to 18. We can read and hear. It says now, but when Elohim was pleased, he having separated me from my mother's belly, and having called me through his grace, to reveal, the one is to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the nations. Immediately, and he did not tell it to anyone. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to the apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. And then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and remained with him 15 days. But I saw no other of the apostles except John, the brother of our master. So this actually is what Paul says. When this was revealed, he never quite kept quiet. He went immediately, and you have found the water he did also in the wilderness where we are here now, of Arabia and Damascus over there. So he was also preparing the way in the wilderness as John did. So we may see really what John says about this issue in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Yes, we see Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. We can read now. Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert places of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. For this is he, spoken of by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make smooth his paths. And John himself and his clothing from hair of camel, and a belt of leather about his loin, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea went out to him, and all the neighborhood of Judea. So this is really what happened to John. When time came to reveal this one, he never hesitated. Went straight to Jerusalem, Damascus, and all these places, revealing what was prophesied by prophet Isaiah, and so on. So if you read verses 11 of the same book, that is John chapter 3, we go to 11 verse now. Indeed, I baptize you in water to repent us, but he who is coming after me is stronger than me, of whom I am not worthy to remove the sandal. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and the fire. So he says now there is one who is coming after him now. John the Baptist. Now, immediately, after he said so, the one he was referring to, because this appears as if it was a drama or the video, we can go to verses now 13 to 15 of the same book and see who was mentioned by Apostle John. verses 13 to 15. Then Yahshua arrives from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. See? But John refused him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But answering Yahshua said to him, allow it now, for it is proper to us this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed. There was a bit of discussion because John now, he has now the senior elder who was now Yahshua in this case now, and then he allowed it and he was baptized. So this now, if we refer to the book of Luke 1 chapter 76, we can see the same issue going on. Luke chapter 1 verses 76, we can see there what is required of us to put in mind. John 1 verses 76, and here I read now, John 1 verses 7, and I mean, sorry, not John, but Luke 1 verses 76. And you, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the face of Yahweh to prepare his way, to give a knowledge of salvation to his people by the removing of their sins. So we can go ahead a little bit. Through the tender height of mercy of Elohim, in which the day spring from on high will visit us, to appear to those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to direct our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew, and he became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of showing to Israel. So, this is a process that really happened, and in which we are also to emulate, because it is in a chronological order. This series actually is in a chronological order for us to see and to follow in a systematic way, as the preacher, Ecclesiastes, puts it in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 15. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 15. Yes, that which has been, it already is, and that which is to be, it already has been, and Elohim six waters gone by, that it is to be followed as it is coming. What happened in here in the wilderness is to take the same route as also we are witnessing one of these days, because now we can also see in the book of Hebrews 10 verse 39, it calls upon for us to see that it is an issue that it is ongoing until Yahshua comes, and where we are going to see it happen. So in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, that is 10 verse 39, the book of Hebrews, 10 verse 37, and we read there now and see, Hebrews 14, and I mean Hebrews 10, that is 7, Hebrews 10, 37, that is fast. For the time is very short, and he who is to come
will come and will not delay. The time we have is short, and this is why the process we need to understand. That time is short, and who is coming and won't delay at all. So it has to take the same format. In here, we can go to the next sense and hear what it calls us for or to understand. This is in the book of Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 25. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 25. Let's see. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 25. Yes, to 29. I have reached upon one from the north, and he shall come from the east. He will call on my name, and he shall come upon rulers as on mortar, and as potter trembles clay. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and before that we may say, he is right. Ye, no one declares, ye, no one proclaims. Ye, there is no one who hears your words. At the first to Zion, from Jerusalem here, that will be the starting point if we consider this verse now. I say, behold then, and I will give it. I will give to Jerusalem one proclaiming good news, but I saw, and there was no a man, and of this there was no a counselor, that I may ask them, and they could return a one. So from Zion, we get the message that my dear brothers move from there as well, in comparison to this one, as we see it, to the wilderness where we are now, to proclaim the same one as we are hearing. So we are 100% in the correct path which was followed in this wilderness. We can as well see in Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. Oh, and this is what is summarizing it. Malachi 2, verse 7. Malachi 2, verse 7. For the lips of the priest should incline knowledge, and they should seek the Torah from his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. This made me understand this when I visited also Jerusalem for some years, 2014, 16, and 18. And then the way up to this place, the knowledge that was given in this wilderness, I am happy that I'm with it now, because Yahweh is in control of each and everything. So, when summarizing, we can also see 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Oh, 1 Kings chapter 8. Verses 41 to 43. Yes, we can read and see. Verses 41 to 43. And also to the stranger who is not of your people, Israel, and has come from a land afar off for your name's sake. For they shall hear of your great name and of your strong hand, and of your stretched arm, and he shall have come in and prayed towards this house. You shall hear in heaven your dwelling place, and shall do according
for that the stranger caused you fall, so that all the people of the earth may know your name, to fear you like your people Israel, and to know that your name has been called on this house which I have built. So this is a process that has taken place, and is still ongoing, because now Yahweh is in control of all this now. And as well as we are in here now, these issues have been revealed unto us, because now Senior Elder Don has revealed it also to Israel, to the nations world over, because he has also taken me to the desert, which is here in Israel, as well as revealing the key of David that was found in 2014 by somebody known as Shukron, who is an Islam or something like this. He never understood what is going there, but the Senior Elder has revealed this to Israel and to the world over. The name of Yahweh was never known before that, because those who now left America to Israel never revealed this name now, until this end time, when time came for that, the name has been revealed. We have gone through these issues now. Proclaiming the name of Yahshua, that is one issue. We can see now, we have the 27 lessons that you gonna go through and hear everything in them. The five books, the bright through the Bible, the beat falling away, the chosen people who are now Israelites, Canadian there, who is the Messiah of Israel as well, the biblical calendar, which now directs us to feast like this one and the gates of hell. So, and the problems and the issues like this now. 25 times our dear brother has been to the nation here, and also 15 times in the UN meetings, whereby he got a chance and invited me to go to Liberia together with him to listen to a certain lady who had invited him there. But unfortunately, I felt sick at that one particular time. So, it all went well according to Yahweh's plan now. So, declaring this to kings, to the world over, we can also see the issue of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 9, as we read it now. 43 verse 9, which says, let all the nations, Isaiah 43 verse 9, let all the nations be assembled, and let the people being gathered, who among them can declare this and cause us to hear former things. Let them give their witness, that they may be justified. Oh, let them hear and say it is true. All the nations now of the world, now one has gone in this format, as we have read here, and as we have spoken now, because they are requested to come and give their evidence, and they say, this is the way. The book says, no one, and no one has tried, and I'm a witness of this one, because we can also see, and we are here to become a witness of that one. So now, to end it now, the message for reconciliation and restoration, we can go to the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 15 to 18. Yes, the book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 15 to 18. The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 15 to 18, which calls us to watch keenly there. 11, chapter 15 to 18, which says, now, and in my beginning to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as also on us in the beginning. And I recorded the word of our master, how he said, John indeed baptized with the water, but you will baptize with the spirit of holiness. Then, if Elohim gave the same gift to them as also to us, believing on the master Yahshua, Mesa, and I, who was I to be able to hinder Elohim? And hearing these things, they kept silence and glorified Yahweh, saying, perhaps Elohim also has granted to the nations repentance and to life. And this is why we are saying the one of Yahweh will follow that format until and we become witness as we are now. So this cannot be hidden, and I defeat the 18th verse. And hearing these things, they kept silent and glorified Yahweh, saying, perhaps Elohim also has granted to the nations repentance unto sin unto life. So be made an ambassador. You have a duty to perform, because time is now. May Yahweh bless you.